As the gladiators crossed the sand to the center of the arena, there was the sudden loud screech of a bird. The sound echoed through the arena, and the people gasped as one. Winter lifted her head. Several big birds of prey were circling overhead. They were huge.
"This is going to be good," Harper said.
Suddenly, a huge shadow swooped down from above. The alien bird was about the size of one of the gladiators and covered in dark feathers. It arrowed down, swooping at Raiden, who dived and rolled out of the way. As he swung his sword at the bird, it flapped its wings and flew away. One bird landed on the sand. It struck at Lore, who tossed something up over his head. Fireworks sizzled into the air, bursting into a ball of bright sparks. The birds above screeched and scattered. The bird on the ground suddenly darted forward with a flap of wings and slammed its head into Lore's chest. It drove the gladiator to the ground. Winter watched as a powerful form charged into view. Even from a distance, she knew it was Nero. He raised a sword, swinging it at the attacking bird. The bird leaped into the air, wings beating as it hovered above him. Nero took three running steps and launched himself into the air. He grabbed onto the bird's feathers. Nero and the bird rolled in the sand, and a second later the gladiator leaped to his feet. He slashed at the bird and sliced its wing. But behind him, Winter saw another dark shape sweeping in from above. She gasped, her hands twisting on the railing. Another bird was heading straight for him. He stepped back, his gaze still on the injured bird at his feet. The bird swept in closer. Nero spun so fast that Winter jumped in her seat. He stepped out of the bird's path, ducking under its wing and grabbing a handful of feathers on the bird's side. In a flash, he pulled himself onto the creature's back. As Nero rode the bird higher, the crowd went wild. He changed his grip on his sword and slammed the heavy hilt into the creature's head. The bird stopped climbing and started falling. Nero and the bird were plummeting toward the sand. Winter jumped to her feet, the chaos of the spectators echoing around her. Just before the bird hit the ground, Nero jumped off with a powerful leap. He rolled over twice in the sand before coming back to his feet. The crowd roared its approval. The House of Galen were declared the winners. The women all cheered.
"Hell of a show," Rory said, bumping a hip against Winter.
"Did you see Blaine's footwork?" Harper said. "He's getting so good with dual swords."
"And Nero," Regan said. "I know he comes from a barbarian world, but did you see him on that bird?"
Winter snorted.
"Right. Oh, look at me. I'm a big bad barbarian."
The women swiveled as one to look at her.
"Sorry, he just rubs me the wrong way. He told me I'm small, lacking in strength, and that my lack of sight is a weakness."
Rory rubbed her belly and looked at Winter.
"Well, if Nero needs a knock to the head, you just tell me. I'll hold him down while you hit him."
"Thanks. Like I said, he sort of tried to explain himself. He said that he just wanted to protect me."
"Protect you, huh?" Rory said. "Well, that is one thing these gladiators do well."
"So, who's ready for a party?" Regan asked, fiddling with her hair.
"Me," Rory answered. "Our sexy, mysterious casino owner, Rillian, is sponsoring it. I want another look at him."
"You have a man," Harper said.
"I can still look.
Hey,
maybe he'll suit Winter."
Rory waggled her eyebrows.
"She's next in line for a man."
"Zim's going to be there as well. Raiden says both men have been working with Galen to search for any sign of Dana and Mia. Zim's even doing some of the work for free." Thoughts of her lost friends darkened Winter's mood. How could she enjoy a party knowing her friends were prisoners?
"Sometimes I lie in bed at night wondering."
Rory grabbed her hand. Then Winter felt Regan, Harper, and Madeline each put their hands on Rory and Winter's.
"We all think of them," Regan said.
"We'll get them back."
Harper's tone was resolute. "Yes, they would." Winter straightened, looking at her friends. She would do whatever she had to do to help bring Dana and Mia home.